Confronting Your Upper Limit Challenge. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 155. It's the dog days of summer. Hi, I'm John Fugler, your host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I know these are the tough times. These are the tough days, tough weeks of the summer, and really is the dog days of summer. They call it that because you just feel like a dog. Speaking of dogs, I get to go to the Durham Bulls baseball game in a couple nights, and it's the Durham Bulls from the movie Bull Durham. Well, there really is a baseball team called the Durham Bulls. I'll be heading out there and be able to. It's Bark in the Park, so I can bring my dog. Why I brought that up, I have no idea. Dog days of summer. Anyway, I got something in store for you that really fits and really helps because it is this time of year where we can just be lulled to sleep and get bored and tired, discouraged, and just out of gas when it comes to recruiting. And we're not too far from fall season. And midway through the summer, the dog days here, I thought I'd just push you forward and help you out and get you something into your mind and heart that you can act on and move forward. I want to stretch your thinking. I want to stretch your spirit here, and I want to stretch your will and kick you into gear. By the way, the last two podcasts, if you have had a chance to listen, that's great. If not, I encourage you to. Last week, Halftime Secrets for Summer Recruiting. I didn't even get a chance to send you an email on that. If you haven't listened yet, Halftime Secrets for Summer Recruiting. That's along the secret theme because the week before that, it was the scholarship secret no one talks about. Aren't you interested? Isn't that a good teaser? That scholarship secret no one talks about? Well, go back and listen to episodes 154 and 153. But here we are at 155, Confronting Your Upper Limit Challenge. And it's in our summer podcast series. And you might ask, well, what is an upper limit challenge? I was intrigued when I heard this explained by Dan Miller. Dan Miller with the book, The 48 Days to the Work You Love, and he's got a podcast, The 48 Days Podcast. I encourage you to go listen to his episode, number 673, and hear more about this concept. That the more he shared about that, the more I said, yeah, this really is along the same secret theme. This is something pivotal that if we can get a hold of this, if my athletes can get a hold of this, it will really change them in their scholarship pursuit. And I'll tell you a little bit about the Upper Limit Challenge. But first, I want to confront you with something here before we confront the challenge. You're pursuing an athletic scholarship, athlete. Parent, you're helping your son or daughter. You're putting as much into it as they are. You're working as a team. You're doing this. And you're just going, well, I don't know, but I just hope we can get that scholarship. I don't see many people around, many other athletes that I know, teammates, you know, there's just not a great history here. Or you're saying, man, so-and-so got a scholarship last year, athletic scholarship, and they are so much better than I am. And I'm going to try, but I don't really know if I can make it. And you get discouraged. You begin to compare yourself to other athletes. Whether or not people you know, athletes you know, have gotten scholarships, and you compare yourself to them and saying, I don't know if I can, or athletes you know don't get scholarships, you say, I just don't know if I can get one either. We tend to think too negatively, and it rules our thinking. We can be a great athlete and do well out on the field or out on the court or in the pool or wherever you might be, yet taking that a step further to that athletic scholarship, something goes off and we're going, that's too big for me. I mean, I'm trying it. My mom and dad, they want me to try this. They want me to do what I can to get a scholarship. Parents, you might be thinking the same thing for your son or daughter. You're saying, I kind of believe they'll get one, but I'm not sure. I want to help you work through that. It may even be more amplified this time of year in the dog days of summer. So let's dive into that and talk about what the upper limit challenge is and see if I can explain it. It's not something that I came up with, not something that Dan Miller came up with. It's described in detail in a book called The Big Leap. The Big Leap. You think we're back in school now. I'm referring to other podcasts, referring you to books. Gay Hendricks is the author, and he talks about this upper limit challenge. And What it is, and it's going to make sense when I mention this to you and describe it, it's we have built into us that ceiling that we just can't seem to break through. For me, in real life, I got to tell you, it's my weight. And right now I'm doing really well. I'm on a call it a special diet. I'm just avoiding salt for one thing, which means a lot of things that I would eat, I'm not eating. And in 3 weeks, I've lost 10 pounds by pretty much eliminating salt from my diet. It's unbelievable. I have been gaining weight for the last 5, 6, 7 years, maybe. Not a lot, but 1 pound at a time until I was over 20 pounds overweight. I'm trying to get below 200. Right now, I'm at 211. In the past, when I've hit 203, something goes off and I just can't get any further. It's like I stop there, but worse, I start to get heavier and I creep back up. And the 203 to 208 range is all I can do. I haven't been under 200 in I don't know how long, probably 20 years. And yet it's only 11 pounds away. And I have achieved victory heading towards that 200 mark. Yet there's a ceiling in my mind that says, no, you can't break through that. When I get there, I certainly hope you'll just email me, encourage me on this. But when I get close, will you help push me over the top and get past that 200 mark? There's something inside me that, and I just don't do it, even though I can, and I should, and I have the ability to do that. So that's one example. I know when I was a baseball pitcher, I would be doing really well. And then as I was pitching, I would talk to myself, even as I threw the ball, the moment I threw the ball, I'd think strike, but in my mind, I'd say ball. Going into it, I'd say strike to myself. And then at the last minute, I'd say ball to myself. I don't know what it was. I was doing well, but I had put this ceiling. There was upper limit challenge that I couldn't break through. Maybe you're a basketball player and you've had 18 points, 19 points. You haven't been able to get over that 20 mark, or maybe you had 25, 27, 28, 29. You get up to break through 30 and you just can't do it. For some reason, you don't see yourself breaking that barrier of 20 or 30. You may be a timed competitor, track, swimming, that type of thing. You're working towards beating a time, yet you get close and you just can't break through. That's an upper limit challenge. You know, in your heart, you think about it, you go, man, I have got the ability to break through. I just can't do it. We're going to talk about how to break through and confront your upper limit challenge. Those are just some examples. Let's talk about scholarships, because that's what this podcast is all about. Athletic scholarship. Can you do it? Can you get one? Can your son or daughter get one? Yeah. You're thinking, yeah, that's why I'm pursuing this. But in the back of your mind, you're going, I don't know. We're moving along. You might even be really close now, but something inside of you is just talking you out of it. And I'm not talking about positive thinking and self-talk and all that, although it's important as an athlete, it's important at this, but I want to offer you some solutions to break through your upper limit challenge. This works as you're pursuing an athletic scholarship where you say, I don't know what the reason is that you don't think you can break through, whether it's talent, whether it's, well, I'll never get my grades up enough to even be considered, or here's an excuse. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve an athletic scholarship. For whatever reason, you might think that. You're saying, I don't deserve it. Others are much better, more qualified. I understand that. That could be your upper limit challenge. What I want to do is really confront that as it relates to athletic scholarships, that upper limit challenge, and give you some solutions. I'm going to give you three things that will help you break through and not only believe but achieve that athletic scholarship. I'll lay a foundation here for you, just so you're not looking at this as wishful thinking. If you are a talented athlete that can compete at the next level, Parents, if your son or daughter is a talented athlete that can compete at the next level, he or she can get an athletic scholarship. It's that simple. There are programs across the country, all three division levels, NAIA, looking for quality athletes that will fit into their program, and they have money to give away. I guarantee that. You think Division III, they don't offer athletic scholarship money? No, but they've got other money that they help you out with, academic, need-based, achievement, grades, those kinds of things. They do recruit, and they do offer quote-unquote scholarships. They just call it something else, and you may have already discovered that. That's the foundation. If you're a talented athlete that can compete at the next level, you can get an athletic scholarship. I want you to know that. If that is you, will you begin believing that and not going through the motions on this athletic scholarship pursuit, but truly believe it, take action with confidence. You're running a long race here. You're not running a sprint. You're not running 100 meters, but you're running a longer race. Hang in there. Come back to this truth. I'm hanging this on a truth, not a myth, that you are a talented athlete. If that is you who can compete at the next level, you can get an athletic scholarship. So let's go into three things I believe I have here that will help you. And I want to thank Dan at 48 Days for bringing out not only three, he's got more, and I encourage you to listen to the podcast. He's a great storyteller and has some more things to say about this as it relates to all of life. But Dan Miller, good man, 48 Days Podcasts. I'm taking three of these. I want to share them with you because I think these three zero in on where we're going with this and how to break through and how to confront your upper limit challenge. First, this is acknowledge the upper limit problem. Acknowledge your upper limit problem. Knowing the problem is half the solution. Admit it, state it, write it down, have a conversation as parent and athlete and say, hey, I've got a problem here. I'm doing the work, Mom. I'm doing the work, Dad, but I just don't think I'm going to get a scholarship, and here's why. And then come back to that fact. If it's true that you're a talented athlete that can compete at the next level, if that's true, then the truth is you can get an athletic scholarship. But the first thing you need to do is acknowledge this problem so you can deal with it. If you don't acknowledge it, it's that unsaid thing. It's that elephant in the room. You don't address it, and it steps on you. It squashes you. Let's get this elephant out in the center of the room and look at it, and let's rattle its cage, all right? So that's the first thing. Second thing is accept your gift. Accept your gift. What do I mean by that? You got talent. You are a gifted athlete. You're a gifted athlete. Don't just assume everybody has the same gifts you do. What are those gifts? What are you good at? I think I talked about this a couple episodes ago, maybe the last episode. Name those gifts. Name that gift. What is your talent? What makes you an exceptional athlete? What makes you a talented athlete? Accept that gift. Name that gift. Know that you need to know who you are as an athlete. You can define not yourself, but you as an athlete through your giftedness. Make sure you got to accept your gift. That's the second thing. The third thing is stop self-sabotaging. This is what happens. This is what happens to me on the weight thing. I'll get down to like 203, and I haven't been there in a long time, but I remember. I know I can just coast through 200. And what do? I start eating things I shouldn't be eating that I haven't eaten in like months. I stop working out. I just kind of coast. And before I know it, pound by pound, I'm climbing back up. The momentum's going in the other direction, and I cannot turn that ship around. I have self-sabotaged myself. I think of my pitching. When I throw that pitch and I would say, ball, I'm sabotaging myself. What are you doing to self-sabotage the fact that you're saying, I will not get that athletic scholarship. It's the ceiling is too hard and too high. I can't break through. You will self-sabotage if you believe that is your limit. It is not your limit. You can break through. And then just a little bonus thing, increase your confidence, do some things, some exercises. You can increase your confidence as an athlete. And that will help you not only as an athlete, but also to break through this scholarship limit. So that's just a bonus. And you know that as an athlete, you got to have confidence. Apply what you're learning confidence-wise as an athlete to the athletic scholarship. All right, so breaking through your upper limit challenge, acknowledge the problem, accept your gift, stop self-sabotaging. Do those things. I want you to have something here that I've mentioned before. I encourage you to get a hold of this. It will help you step by step if you're seriously considering pursuing the athletic scholarship. It's the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's my book. It's a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And you can get that on Amazon. It's available as a Kindle book. Very few people buy the Kindle. Most people get the paperback. That's also on Amazon. And then second in line, second most popular, is the Audible book. You can listen together when you're on your next road trip. Parent and athlete, make sure you go ahead and get the Athletic Scholarship Playbook and get it on Amazon. And I also have my freebie, the Recruiting Power Pack, which is available for you at recruitme.com. Well, that's our Dog Days of Summer, Summer Recruiting Series, Episode 155, helping you confront your upper limit challenge. I hope you find that helpful. Hopefully you'll be energized, focused, and apply these things as you move forward this summer. Can you believe summer is going to come to an end soon? Well, it is. Anyway, we're going to keep this series going. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.